Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon from the Northeast Millerton Library.
Hi, and I'm Margaret from the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
And we were asked to discuss our top five or top 10 books of last year.
Yes. So, Rhiannon, what would you start with? What was the best book this year?
Well, let's see. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to do circulation or favorite book, but I went by circulation because I've said my favorite book a couple times. but for circulation for our library, it was The Women by Kristen Hannah.
That's the same book that we had. It circulated at this library 30 times, which is a lot for our small library. And we also had a sort of pop-up discussion group about it because it just touched so many people who really wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, we had, I think by the time it was no longer like the most popular book in the library, we had 4 or 5 copies.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Anyway, in large print and regular print and audiobook, there was a lot.
It was a good book. I think it was important to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a side not often talk about. And
right.
At least for me, the Vietnam War in general, it's not like World War II, where I feel like most books are written about World War II when it's historical fiction. This was a different perspective.
Right, right. And I think maybe more timely for a lot of our readers.
What was your number two?
Well, I kind of couldn't decide either if I should do circulation or if I should do favorite books. So it's kind of a combination of the both. So the second book that really went out a lot and was talked about a lot was James by Percival Everett. Was that popular in your library too?
Yep, that was my number two as I didn't get a chance to read that one. I'm still hoping our book club will pick that up, so I didn't want to read it ahead of time. Did you happen to read it?
I didn't read it, and for pretty much the same reason. Sometimes I'll scoop up a book, you know, before it really hits the circulation shelves, but most of the time I don't really feel right about that, and I put it on the shelves even if I want to read it myself. And I haven't had a chance. It hasn't come to me yet.
Yeah, it was always going out for so long. I was surprised that wasn't our number one, and I think it was because we just had more copies of The Women than we did of the other books, so it just didn't have the opportunity to go out as much. But I feel like more people asked us for the James rather than The Women.
Well, that book and then the Tom Huckleberry Finn book went out a lot, too. I think I had to buy a new copy of that because people were reading it so much.
I'm starting to enjoy this genre of retelling of classic literature. It's just a lot more fun. Like, everyone has read a lot of these books when they were in school, and it's just kind of makes them fresh again, and you get to see them through new eyes.
A very interesting perspective on it. I'm eager to read it. I really am. And then what would you choose next as your favorite or the most popular?
For us, it was Northwoods by Daniel Mason, which was my favorite book of the year. So it was so quirky and unexpected and just beautifully written, just the right amount of descriptions. And I think, because I'm not one of the, I don't like a heavy book with a heavy amount of description. I'm always like, okay, get me to the plot, get me to the story. but this was just, there was no like excess words on the page. Everything was just the right amount. It was, and it also helped that it was kind of a local story. It was, you know, not too far away from here.
I am reading that book currently, and I'm only about halfway through it, and I do think it's beautifully written, and I think the idea of choosing a place and then telling a story around that physical place over a long period of time was pretty brilliant. I don't think I've seen that before.
They always have described like, oh, the location is a character in the story, but this is truly the location is a character in the story. It is more, it's just lovely. It's my favorite.
It absolutely was. So it was the focal point.
What was your number four?
Well, so then we start getting into some group territory. So I have to say that at this library, everybody has fallen in love with Claire Keegan. And that started with small things like these, and then really went into overdrive for Foster.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with those, I'm sure you're familiar with those books, right?
Doesn't sound familiar.
She's an Irish writer, and she writes short stories and very short novels, almost
yes.
a novella. And two of her books were made into movies at this point. The one that I pulled that I particularly liked was called Foster, and they're all set in Ireland. She's an Irish writer. They're all set in Ireland. And it was about a child living with another family for a period of time while the mother recovered from childbirth and complications of that. And it's a very warm, loving story. And not that it's not without its turmoil and problems, but altogether it was a very, just a really nice read and beautifully written. She writes very nicely. And it has the advantage of being so brief that you can sit down and read it. You know, you start in early afternoon and you're done by mid-afternoon. And that's kind of fun to sit down and get a whole story in a small block of time.
Yeah.
So people are reading her a lot.
Once you started describing your story and her book size, I was like, oh, I know exactly who that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She is popular here, but I have to, not as like popular as some of the other authors I have on my list. But now I'm very curious. I might have to go look into her books more.
So who would be next on your list?
For us, it was Colm Tobin, Long Island.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those authors that I know everyone's going to want to read. It's always, and he doesn't write that often, so it's always exciting when the new one comes out.
Absolutely. And then there's always, we should probably mention the sort of blockbuster writers. There's always John Grisham, there's always Louise Penny, there's all James Patterson. You know, they go out like mad all the time, but I think that's kind of expected. So I tried to pull books that weren't, you know, in that kind of a category where people would just read the next one by that author without, you know, without considering anything else. They just love that writer so much.
Yeah. I was surprised we didn't have more of those in our top 10. We have a couple, because at this point, I think Kristen Hannah is probably one of the blockbuster authers. But you know, Elizabeth Stout and Jodi Picoult are in there, but
oh,
they
absolutely.
Weren't as high as I thought they would be. And we have, you know, James Patterson is up there, but he wasn't like as high as I would think for as popular as he is.
I'm surprised by that. They go out very well here. James Patterson is prolific, and people read everything with his name on it.
Yeah. We've been having a patron who has been going through and rereading all of his books, and she just recently caught up, I think, after a year and a half. And it was
wow.
like, this is amazing. I've never seen anyone do it.
So what was your next one?
My next one was Freda McFadden. Never Lie. And she actually has two in our top 10. She's a kind of a new author to us. All of a sudden, she kind of came out of nowhere, and all of her books have been going out. Like, if we went down to top 20, she would probably have four or five books in it. And they're mysteries, they're thrillers, and they're just super engrossing, I guess. And people are just scooping them up.
I had the same experience, and I have Never Lie on my desk, too, to talk about this morning. I had a young woman come in and ask if we had anything by her, and we didn't. And she said she'd heard, you know, I forget which was the first one. But anyway, she asked for it. And then people kept coming in and saying, well, what do you have of hers? What do you have of hers? And, of course, she's also a prolific writer. I think she's written...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe six novels, these really interesting thrillers. And and she's an interesting person because she's physician specializing in brain injury. So this is like her side job, is writing a novel every 6 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was your number five?
Well, so after that, I went to Neil Williams. I think when This Happiness came out, people just loved that book. It's another Irish writer.
Mm-hmm.
This one in set in the 1920 or so, in this remote village in Ireland where they're getting electrification. So it's a, you know, it's a point of change in that village. But there's also a love story in there, and there's sort of a coming-of-age story in there. And it's very affectionate. You know, you get the feeling that Neil Williams loves his characters and really just takes very good care of them. Not that bad things don't happen, but he describes them in a very, very warm way. And the family interactions, the community interactions are just very... very comfortable and very fun. It's funny, too.
I see. That's another author I'm not entirely familiar with, so this is exciting. You're giving me a lot to, like, look into. We should probably switch over to our what programs we have scheduled for the upcoming month.
Let's see. So in March, we're actually a little bit quieter than usual. We're having an art opening on March 1st. We're still doing it'll be the last of our Jane Austen series.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's really been a fun thing. But it's a relatively quiet month for us.
I don't know what happened. March is usually a quiet month for us, and all of a sudden, it is not. And with the exception of one program, they all seem to be happening in the same week, which is great. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have two author visits and a talk coming.
Wow.
We were working with Oblong with one of them. They're presenting Rob Sarver and Alex Genzier, and it's a book called Warrior to Civilian, a Field Manual Hero's Journey, and it's a book designed to help people who are coming either from conflict or just coming out of the military reacclimate to civilian life.
Mm.
And Alex Genzier is a local author, and they're going to be at our library on March 25th at 6:30, and it sounds incredibly helpful, and it's kind of a touching topic, too, because it's apparently something that there's not many books that really are out there that deal with the subject matter, so it's going to be a really important book for the community. And then
terrific.
On March 27th at 6 o'clock, we have, that last week in March was originally our Bear Week, where we're doing all bear-themed programming. And with the exception of our author talk. And we have Julie Hart from the Dutchess County Land Conservancy coming to talk about what we can do to live with bears. Because they're here, we're here, we're both not going anywhere. And we have to learn how to live together. And so different things that you can do to live with bears and learn more about them. And then we have another author coming on March 8th at 11 a.m. It's a children's book author, Stephanie Seals, whose new picture book is called My Daddy is a Cowboy. It has just been awarded a Coretta Scott King Medal and has a Caldecott honor, and we're just so excited. We're asking not everyone to register, but if you do register and you come, you get entered into a raffle to get a copy of the book. So it's very exciting.
Very exciting. That's a lot going on in March.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. All of a sudden, it was like in the last 2 weeks, I'm like, everything's lining up for March.
I'm sort of glancing at our April calendar. It's a lot busier. We have, because April is Poetry Month, we have a couple of poetry things going on.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I feel like poetry all of a sudden seems to be a growing collection of ours, and I never would have expected it.
We have a lot of poets in town, and we have some regular poetry events. We're not doing our international poetry get-together, which we've done twice a year for the last several years. That's too bad because that was fun. But we do have this this one person coming to do a reading and then a workshop, and we'll do some more over the summer as well.
Well, I think that's all we have to chat about today.
I guess that's it. See you in a month.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.